It's been good this week. How have you been?
I've been just fine, and I'm even better now because we're talking together, connected.
Yes. I need to say something before we start the conversation. It's just to for people who maybe for the what is it called? Our descendants and stuff, or people who may listen to this in the past. My name is Ben Ladrian-Welpley. I am 14 years old. I am with my grandma, Phyllis Ladrian. Today is what February 1st, 2023, and I'm speaking in Providence, Rhode Island. And my grandma is all the way in Hawaii.
On the big island of Hawaii.
Yes.
Nice and sunny and warmer than where it is where you are at the moment.
Definitely. It was freezing today. I was like,
Oh,
yeah,
what?
I
Did
was
you have snow?
sadly there hasn't been a ton of snow. We only got like one or two snowfalls, sadly. But you guys are probably enjoying the sun in Hawaii, having fun. How has that been?
We enjoy the sun. We usually have our breakfast and sometimes our lunch on the lanai because it's bright and sunny. And we have beautiful sun and sunrises, which are so nice. They're so many colors and all different colors of clouds. And it makes us feel really good.
Do you have a favorite sunrise that you've seen? I remember once we saw one time where there was like a green light that went across the just horizon. What has been your favorite sunrise that you've seen in Hawaii, if you can have a favorite?
I don't think we have a favorite. I think they're all different. They last for a very short time, and there are some different streaks and all different colors and dark colors, real bright colors. Every one of them is nice, and so are the sunrises. When you see the sun on the mountains, it's beautiful. It's very, I don't know, it makes you feel good.
That's so fun. I was wondering, I know that you guys have been somewhat stuck inside because of COVID, but didn't we go to church with you a while ago? Like when we came?
We do, we scream the mass Saturday. That seems better for us in terms of COVID. Right now, there's much less COVID, so on Tuesday and Thursday, I go to church in the regular church. There's usually maybe not more than 5 or 10 people. Everybody is made on, and but that's really nice to have that. And then on the weekend, Daddy and I really stream mass, and that's kind of how we're doing it right. Still haven't pretty much,
That's nice. Have you like developed a kind of little group, like a kind of like little in Lord of the Rings there's a fellowship, have you developed that in church with the 5 or 10 people that you go to?
I guess we always wave to each other, and once in a while talk a little bit, but everybody pretty much waves. Sometimes I'll email two of the people. We'll do that sometimes, maybe every couple weeks or so. But that's where we're at today, right now. We used to, I used to do more stuff, like, work in the cemetery every 6 weeks and straighten that up, put that up in terms of what, but even now, but things are starting to change, so who knows?
Do you, what's it called? Do you think that because you're getting back into church, it's helping, like, transfer from COVID back into somewhat of a before COVID, or, like, more peace, like, more relationships and stuff?
I think so. Definitely. That's helpful, and I think it's important kind of to have that social aspect. Happy church is very close by. It's only, gee whiz, I don't know, maybe a mile and a half. And so it's very nice and handy.
Yeah. You and Grandpa have been spending a ton of time together, I know, and have been probably talking a lot. Do you think you've learned more things about him and yourself because of that?
I think we get a chance more to do together. We have, we formerly would have been kind of busy getting lectures together, or maybe Daddy's coming home a little later, some things with patients, but now we can have some time to enjoy together, and sometimes even go up, like, and there's a place called Mats on the ocean there, have lunches together, you know, it's nice having some time, each doing our own, but also having a little more time together, enjoying some things.
Yeah, it's really nice that
we're very lucky. Really, we have been retired since 2005, so
that's
17 years. That's really pretty amazing.
That's very amazing.
That is, yeah, it's sure lucky. Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking.
Someday you'll get there.
Ah, sorry, no, yeah. Never mind. Go, continue. That was my fault. I was wondering, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you guys been married?
Oh, okay. We were married 50 years on December 16th, 2022. And we've known each other since we were 19. So,
that's insane.
That's 62 years. So that's been a long time. It was about 12 years before we got married, because we each wanted to get our schooling done, our degrees. And, you know, then after that, that's when we got married. So we've been married 50 years, a little more.
That's so fun.
It is really. Real life.
That's amazing. Like, I don't know. My parents, I think, they're going on their 20th anniversary this year.
Yeah, right. That's super for your mom and dad.
And you guys, like, I just can't imagine, like, that much time together with someone. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's that, you know, like, I saw your email, 27, you'll be graduating. Me too. Amazing. It's kind of fun. I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy we could do this together. Kind of fun to see you.
Yeah, like, even if it's virtual, it's, like, still nice. I know that you, Grandpa does sometimes, and you sometimes do some calls with Mom in the car ride, and we haven't done a ton of calls, like, FaceTime, like, together, and,
yeah. Yeah, that's really nice. That's real, real nice. Wow.
What do you love about being a grandparent to silly, naive, crazy wives, maybe, grandchildren?
I thought that was really good what you said. It's silly, it's kind of fun. Two different. And let's see, you said silly, crazy. That's really neat. And alive, you, I guess you get, introduced or knowing things that you never even thought about, because somebody else is pointing them out to you, or getting a chance to do it with them, and it's just kind of a real special kind of thing. I certainly do learn in terms of wands. I think there are lots of things I never even knew much about, even like iPad and iPhones and all those internet things.
Yeah.
They're much more familiar to you, but it's nice to get to learn a little bit about them and learn from you guys. I think you contribute a lot, and really happy for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see a new perspective whenever you talk to one of your grandkids like me? But also Ari, Rossin, Aiden, Sam, and Charlie.
Oh, sure. Sometimes you just, I guess, get a new perspective. That's kind of a good way to put it.
And, yeah.
Sometimes you hadn't even thought of something that in that way, and it definitely gives you a new perspective, and it's kind of. You aren't stuck in a rut.
Yeah. When did you and Grandpa first meet each other?
Oh, when we first met each other, we actually were in the physics math library at our college, University of Cincinnati, and we were in Carroll's, you know what, like in your library, you have kind of broken out spot from the next guy and so on down in a row. There's usually a row of Carroll's, and I was in one of them, sitting there doing work or whatever. Daddy was in one in front of me, and then in him was another person. I was talking to the person in front of him over Daddy's head constantly, and finally the guy in the front who I'm talking to had to leave, and so then I started Daddy, and that's when we first met. We talked for a while, and then great grandpa picked him up, so he had to leave. And he left his, he was the pledge for community, and he left cap in behind. So I went to the, where his dad up and gave him his hat back. But that's when we met in the physics math library. That was in November. Our first date was November 26th or something in November, right?
Yeah.
Then. Of whenever it was, we were 9. That's first met.
What did it feel like when you started loving him more than a friend?
That's hard for me to say. I guess we just kind of clicked or enjoyed each other.
That's so beautiful.
I really don't know. I know we went out to get, I was at that time only about once a week. But we, enjoyed each other, and kept in touch all the time, even though sometimes, like summertime, he would take a job and different city, but kind of we always kept in touch with each other, and we did that for a good 12 years. We went to the same graduate school together, and I got out a little earlier than he, but he had to make all the equipment, so that took him a little longer, and then when he got out shortly after that, we got married in St. Louis, and then we came, he got Europe, so we had to travel back to to Rochester, that's where we ended up living.
Yeah. What was called your favorite subjects and courses that you taught in Nazareth?
Okay, I taught psychology. I started a gerontology concentration, which they didn't have at that time, doing people in psychology. I taught lots of different courses, abnormal life and exceptional child, and lots of different courses in psychology.
Yeah. Now, is that course, like, widely used, do you think? Do you think you were, like, a leading member in your time that created that?
Do I think, what did you say?
You said you created a course. Do you know if that course is, like, widely used in colleges?
Oh, I created a concentration, meaning that I did create the course aging, and then a concentration, you needed a certain number of courses to come up with the quote concentration. But sure, I created the course of aging and several courses in aging, and they're still there today, and it's doing fine.
Yeah, you left your mark on the world.
Yep, we used to have conferences, and your mom would help me put up signs when we would have a conference there. It was early in the morning, and she'd put up signs directing them where the conference was. What course do you like? What kind of courses are your favorites right now?
Oh, my favorite courses. I think I have three. Ready? So one of my favorites is math. I love math. I love figuring out all the little puzzles, and then when I find the trick to it, I'm like, yes! And I can, like, find it all. Then I also love languages, especially Spanish, which is what I'm learning now. I think it's just so cool to communicate with other people, like, more people, and kind of have, like when people are, like, talking in Spanish, I can be like, I understand. Woohoo! And
that's great.
Yeah. And then
really
my third and final favorite course is probably, I love, as you can see from my acting, I love drama and theater. And I think it's just, as you can see, this is the Moses Brown Theater shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. So those have been my favorite
courses.
Do they
have an acting club that you can be part of?
Oh,
do they have an acting club?
I've been doing what's called acting clubs, and then I'm also doing the environmental club and the mock trial club. Mm-hmm.
That's neat. That's really neat, Sam. And you got another play coming up?
Sadly, I don't. We were gonna be doing, I was gonna be doing a scene work, play, where every Monday from 6 to 9, I would be working with, high schoolers and adults, in doing, scenes from plays, but, sadly, there wasn't enough people that wanted to do it, and I wasn't able to do it, but I know that there is a high school play coming up. It's called Spring Awakening. It is more of a, like, R-rated play. So I'm not sure if they're going to allow middle schoolers to participate in it. But usually they allow middle schoolers to participate in the, what's called, high school musical. So I'm hoping that I might be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I hope you can too.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. That's great.
Do you have any students or speakers that you remember that inspired you to change your views of the world?
Yes. There was a course I had called Exceptional Individual. I had a number of parents come talk about the particular kind of disability or exception that their child had. And I learned so much from them because they talked about hours a day, 7 days a week. It wasn't just kind of like a little bit of time when somebody met the child or whatever. It was how they had to work with the child and how they learned to understand the person, even though they couldn't talk, or maybe they were had a very serious system. Maybe they were several of some of them were deaf, and how that worked and how they worked with the child. So I learned a whole lot from them, and certainly I get to have a better understanding of different things people might have to struggle with, or, you know, not have such an easy time with, and that was very helpful.
Do you think that helped you be able to connect with more with Aiden and what is called his self?
It helped me more. What did you say?
Sympathize with Aiden and how his struggles.
I think it probably does, and I think it helps me to understand a little bit more what Mike and Monacy have to do to work with him and include him. Everything of that. I think it definitely helps that with understanding Aiden, but everyone in the family is dealing with. I would have had nearly as much of an idea, and I still don't have a total idea because I wasn't faced with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky in terms of your mom and your dad. They worked out, didn't have a particular problem like that. For when your mom was born, it seemed like she didn't hear at all, and we had tested, but within maybe a month it developed, and so that was also very lucky.
Do you keep in touch with any of your friends from what's called teaching or your childhood, even at whatever age you're at, like in your, like, I don't know, 17th year in retirement?
Yeah, we do. I do. Mira Harrigan, she would help us with computers sometimes at the college. He is also 80. You're younger than I am. I email maybe every 3 weeks. And you know, that's, I know now, and getting Monday morning mass from Heather Lewis. Heather Lewis was in Matt's apartment. Actually, I hired her.
Oh.
And we keep in touch a little bit. And like from the childhood, somebody named Ann Reddick Madden, we were in grade school together. We still keep in touch probably every, I don't know, once or twice a year. So, her husband's 92. she's 81 like I am, but her husband's 92 and they're doing okay.
That's insane. That's like 70-ish years.
Yeah.
That's a deep friend.
Right. Yep, you're right.
That's a true kind of friend.
We haven't seen each other for a long time, but we still do, still do, like, cards or call on the phone sometimes. So, we do, I could say, keep in touch. Yeah, that's nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's hard to picture what 80 years is even like. I'm sure I didn't have any idea.
Whole worlds, you know, like a climate, like everything, experiences upon experiences upon experiences.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
How did your professional life helped mom and was called Uncle Mike, do you think, grow?
I think it did because we were a little acquainted with some things, like for colleges and for other kinds of things, so we could kind of tell them we had been through certain things, we were familiar with it, and could give them some idea about it. They have their own, but could give them some idea. Sometimes it was helpful. I could get different copies of books, kind of, that might help your mom or Mike out. Certainly, Daddy and Grandpa with being physics also helped, and also with dentistry. Your mother did the calling for patients to mind them and fixed up the office. So she learned lots of skills that probably she wouldn't have ordinarily learned. And also, since Grandpa and I were working, your mom and dad learned quickly to fix dishes, do the laundry. They had lots of skills when they went to college that wasn't anything brand new. It was something they had done. So I think some of those things benefited them too.
Yeah. That's like, I know. here's mom. Mom is right here. But I know how even in our own dentist visits, she like knows all the little teeth and stuff.
How's it going, Mama?
Hi there, Teresa.
Hey.
Nice to see you. Oh, wow.
It's nice to see you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben, too. So nice to talk with Ben. It's really fun.
Good. Okay, well, I just wanted to say hi. I'll let you get back to it.
I'm glad you did say hi. Yeah. Love you.
I love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember my mom. Mom now, like, whenever we go to a dentist's office, she knows all the little teeth because of what's called stuff with Grandpa. And then also she, whenever I ask her about, like, what's called philosophical questions, you know, she like understands it, and we can have like a deep conversation about principles and stuff. So I think your work definitely carried on with through her. And
yeah, that's great.
And hopefully, I think it'll carry on through me.
That's so nice you took time to do that, Ben. I really, really appreciate it. You're a very special person.
Thank you.
So happy to talk to you. I guess I love kind of, I don't know, whatever you do. Like, sometimes we not shake hands, do some kind of twisting thing. And I just really enjoy you. It's nice.
Yeah. How did you become such a strong person, like woman, in the world ruled by men and like stereotypes and all of that? Because, like, I don't know, from what I've heard, you're like basically creating courses, was called teaching, becoming friends, being an active member, in community, going to churches, inspiring my mom and I think Uncle Mike, and just being an amazing person. That sounds really strong. So do you have any experiences that helped you become that strong?
I don't know. I think your great-grandma always felt she could do it, you could do it. There wasn't anything you really couldn't do. And so I guess somewhat seeing that example and encouraging me and that women couldn't do anything, couldn't do ever just as much. And it didn't, I'm sure, didn't feel inferior in any which way. Yeah. And that kind of transmitted that you can handle it, you can do it, and you're going to make it. So that kind of was a nice guiding, I think, by her example in a way. And probably she must have said something like that too, but that kind of encouraged me to try it out, you know, even though I wasn't quite sure many times what was going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
It's all improv.
Yeah.
Improving life, you know, it's fine. Life is fine.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. And so, yep, that definitely helped. And probably made a kind of difference too. Yeah.
What do you think is the best thing my mom did?
The best thing your mom did? I think your mom does that consistently. She kind of, I guess, energizes me. I somehow get motivated or energized or inspired by what she's doing, or her take on things, or the way she handles something. I kind of get energized by that, and that is still to today for sure. And that's kind of all through her life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You probably feel that a little bit.
Yeah, she, I don't know. Her smile is always contagious. I remember once we were in New York City, and we ended up going to what's called, there was a mansion in New York City that is like for the very, very rich. And mom just walked in and then chatted with the security guard, and basically like became friends with the security guard. And we were able to look around, I don't know. That's, mom's kind of an inspiration, you and mom. Yeah.
That's great. Neat. That's neat, then. Yeah. Really nice.
What is your proudest accomplishment, do you think?
What did you say?
What is your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, my family. Mike and your mom and all you guys, I think that's the thing that definitely. So I would just say the wonderful family that I'm so lucky to have, and to have, I guess, just the family.
Yeah.
All the people. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're so important. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to take a darker turn, but is there anything that you regret not doing in your 80 years of life, or things that you want to do in the last few years?
The one thing, something I regret is, your great-grandma was a wonderful cook. She went to cooking school. She was a wonderful cook, wonderful baker.
I didn't know that.
To how to do stuff. She offered me, tried to teach me. She wanted to try to teach me, but I wouldn't have any part of it. And she said I could even, she would even leave the kitchen while I would be trying it out. But I still didn't want to do it. So I wish I had taken some of her advice and learned some things as far as cooking goes and as far as baking goes, because that was so, she was so good at it. Stuff tasted so good, and it would have made things a lot easier if I had done that. But I just for some reason didn't. So I've done that.
Yeah, I have to admit this, but I don't much, even though Dad is like, you should try cooking, or Mom's like, come on, you got this. Baking, why not? I'm like, you know what? I have homework. I'll just do it later. Or something. Yeah. So yeah. I empathize with a little bit of that.
Yeah. So that's probably one thing I regret, and the other thing, sometimes I think she wanted to talk, like maybe at supper time or something else, or you know, and I was kind of in a hurry, just wanted to eat and run. I think she probably wanted to talk a little bit because maybe she wasn't, you know, she was at home all day and stuff like that. But I wish I had taken some time and done that, but I didn't. I think you only learned that a little later, maybe.
Yeah. Hopefully I can learn it from you. I'll try to take this experience. This is similar to what you've just said to me, but is there any wisdom that you would want to pass on to me? Now?
I really don't know. I think you can just kind of trust in God that he'll be there to help you out when you don't know what's going on or something's kind of made you uncomfortable. You can still trust in him and he'll be there to help you out.
Trust in God?
Not right away, but he'll be there. He'll be there. That's kind of... knowing that is helpful.
Trust in love and God?
Yeah, trust in God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Thank you, Grandma.
That's so nice, Ben.
I have to say, this interview was very important to me. Thank you. Because I have been through the past week struggling with my own identity. I don't know, like, what to do. Like, I'm trying to figure myself out, like, figure out what I like. I've been a little bit stressed with homework. And this interview has definitely lighted up my day. Definitely. These last two.